Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. May I please have your zip code?
40351.
Okay, and can you please provide me with your first and last name?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I woke up this morning and found a charge on my credit card for $92.90, and this phone number was attached to it. So I don't know who did this.
Okay, so we are a third-party call center, ma'am, but we do service over 350 other companies, so I would not know the company that is billing you or what you're being billed for until I'm able to access an account.
Okay, try Samantha Cooper, 5928 U.S. 60 East, Lot 3, Moorhead, Kentucky, 40351.
Okay, I do want to thank you for that information. So it says here an order was placed for our eLover face cream back on February the 25th of 2021 for $6.70 at the time. Do you recall making that purchase, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, is it possible that someone in your household could have placed the order because the address that you provided matches what we have on file?
I'll beat them.
I'm sorry?
No.
Okay. Are you stating that this is fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So give me one second
to
get this account.
And I would like the money put back on my card.
Okay, so being that you didn't make the purchase, ma'am, I'm going to only equip to do is get the account canceled out for you and get you transferred over to our fraud department. One moment.
Okay. $92.90. The one that was supposed to be free? Yeah. Beat myself in the head.
Okay, I do apologize about that brief hold. So we did go ahead and get this account canceled out for you. Now we're going to go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department. So thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day in one moment.